federal employee unions and lawmakers are going full bore to ensure your pay isn't frozen for a third year. A provision in the payroll tax cut extension bill would prohibit federal employee pay increases through 2013. Now, the House passed the bill on Tuesday. The Senate didn't take it up. They declined. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller now tells us if you need to be worried, particularly about your pay. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amy.
So what does the middle class tax cut bill call for when it comes to feds?
Well, simply enough, there's a provision extending the federal employee pay freeze until December 31st, 2013. To be clear, this pay freeze would include, and I stress that, would include members of Congress. Now, the House estimates it would save the government about $26 billion. But it does more than that. There's also provision to increase federal employee contributions to the Civil Service Retirement Fund and the Federal Employees Retirement Fund by half a percentage point each year, starting in 2013 through 2015. So basically in 2013, you'd pay whatever you paid in 2012 plus half a percentage point. And then again in 2014, you'd add another half. So over 3 years, you'd have an increase of 1.5 percentage points. Now, the House approved the bill in Tuesday, 234 to 193. But the Senate said, we're not going to even vote on the measure. We don't support it. There's not votes for it. So therefore, basically, it's dead on arrival. Now, Congressman Chris Van Hollen and several other local area congressmen and senators held a press conference yesterday decrying the House version of the bill, saying, hey, this has got to stop. We got to do more. But Van Hollen, who's the ranking member of the Budget Committee, says federal employees are prepared to sacrifice and will continue to sacrifice, but they shouldn't be singled out.
The single biggest cut they made is to federal employees. $65 billion of the approximately $200 billion in cuts to offset other parts of the bill will come from federal employees, the men and women who work every day on behalf of the country. And it's part of their cynical ploy to make scapegoats out of federal employees.
Now, I reached out to Speaker John Boehner's office for comment on the accusations from Van Hollen and other Democrats about being scapegoats, about being unfair, about being singled out, but I never heard back. Now, Boehner, you know, got in a little bit of a hot water, got a little bit of attention back in February about during when the continuing resolution negotiations were going on back then about if federal employees lose their jobs because of cuts, so be it. Now, he hasn't made any comments recently about federal workers, so we're not sure why the Democrats are, you know, it's not sure why the Democrats believe they're singling out federal employees. Again, tried to reach out to Speaker Boehner's office, did not get any comments back.
So if that bill is dead in the Senate and the president threatened to veto it anyway as it stands, why is everybody all worked up about it? Why are lawmakers and unions so concerned?
Well, that's actually the same question I asked, and I think there's several reasons that came out from yesterday's press conference. The first issue is the pay freeze and trying to increase federal retirement contributions, and there's several other provisions that have been pushed by Republicans in many different bills. I mean, this is not the first time that's happened. Ben Cardin is a Democrat senator from Maryland. He says eventually there will be a bill that gets passed.
But it's very timely now, because it's likely within the next 24 to 48 to 72 hours, decisions are going to be made as to how to offset the cost of not just the payroll tax issue, but also perhaps unemployment insurance, maybe also the extender package. And we want to make sure that the federal workforce is not the scapegoat of those types of legislation.
Now, I think the second reason is about the continued need that these congressmen and the federal employee unions feel that they have to beat the drum about the importance of federal employees. Jerry Connolly is a Democrat congressman from Virginia. He says federal employees have been unfairly and consistently singled out by Republicans.
If we're going to have shared sacrifice, let's see who else shares. But so far, almost consistently, the one group singled out for sacrifice are federal employees. It's not right. It does not reflect, it seems to me, a value system worthy of a great country. I think it actually does damage to the whole concept of public service. It will hurt us in recruitment and retention in the future. And it is a part of the national debate that is ugly and I think needs to be fought tooth and nail.
So again, I just want to repeat, I did reach out to Speaker Boehner's office. I did not hear back from them to get some comments about these accusations. Now, during the news conference yesterday, which was sponsored or put together by the National Active and Retired Federal Employees Association, they actually brought out one of the federal employees who is being affected by this pay cut. Jenny Votak. Jessica is a 35-year Agriculture Forest Service employee in Montana. She offered a little insight into the effect of the ongoing battles in Congress is having outside of Washington.
We're really having a hard time with that. We feel that we've been abandoned. Most of us where I work have worked there an awful long time, and we just feel like we're punching bags, and we're just being beat up constantly. I've seen people in tears, and it really hurts. But I absolutely love my job. And I don't know. We just can't put up with it anymore.
Now, Votapka is a GS-9 contracting officer. She says there are three of the five people in her office, a contracting shop in Montana, that are considering retiring because they just can't deal with this ongoing fight over federal benefits and pay cuts. She said the pay cuts have forced her to cut back on her own spending as well. So I think what they tried to do is put a little bit of face on the effect on the federal employees and put a face on these cuts and who it affects.
Yeah, her comments were really quite powerful. Clearly, she's more than just worried about money. I mean, this is really emotional for her. Are Democratic members reaching across the aisle to explain the impact of the pay freeze and other cuts to the federal workforce? I mean, what is being done to soothe some of this?
And I think that's a great point. You know, Cardin says he's tried to talk to Democrats, tried to talk to Republicans. He'll try to talk to anyone who will listen.
To go over the numbers here, to go over the specifics, to share with them the income levels of federal workers, to go over recent reports to show comparable pay and how the federal workforce is below comparable pay in the private sector, to say whether you're dealing with the salary or dealing with retirement, it is the compensation package, and you're asking federal workers, middle-income families, to do with less, and that there are other ways to do this in a more effective way. So I have very much brought this issue up to Democrats and Republicans. I bring it up in every forum I possibly can.
Now, other local members say that you know the other options, there are other options than to freeze federal pay and cut benefits. Van Hollen wouldn't go as far to say that they wouldn't support another pay freeze, especially if Republicans agreed to things like tax increases. But both Connolly and Congressman Jim Moran both say federal employees have sacrificed a lot, and it's not an item where only the general public, if you will, sacrifice and not federal employees. Now, it's not always, and the other piece of this that I think is interesting is Connolly says there are other options to save money to offset some of the payroll tax cut that the Republicans are just refusing to consider. He said that, and that's where I think the charges of scapegoating and unfairness come from. Basically, they said, listen, they can look at Simpson-Bowles, the budget cut proposal, the deficit reduction proposal, and say, yes, Simpson-Bowles said 3 years of a pay freeze, but they also said a bunch of other things. And their claim is that the Republicans are cherry-picking what they like from Simpson-Bowles and not just looking at it and taking it in one whole thing. Now, it's not only members that are reaching out across different aisles. Votapka says she's written to her members of Congress to get them to understand the impact of these cuts and these changes on federal employees. And she says she's only gotten a form letters in return and was very disappointed by the reaction. Now, I also reached out to the Office of Management and Budget for comment on whether there are any plans to extend the pay freeze for another year. They, too, didn't respond. And I just want to reiterate one more time, I did reach out to Speaker Boehner's office for comment about the Democrats' charges, and again, haven't heard from them either.
Jason, thank you very much for that report. Don't go anywhere yet, because I have to ask you a question. It's a bit of a curveball. I hope you're ready.
Sure.
Because as we were doing this report, we're getting emails from audience members. People are paying very close attention. This hits very close to home. One of our listeners wants to know about the elimination of the FERS supplement that would be incorporated into this legislation. It would actually kick in 2013. Do you know anything about that? Is that something we can look into throughout the day to get that information to folks and to make sure that this is actually something that's going to be taking place?
So what's interesting about the FERS supplement is they talk about it in such arcane terms in the bill that it's a little hard to understand, because they talk about security annuities and things like that. So I'll tell you this, something we're definitely have to do a little bit of research on, but there is some provisions in the bill that do touch upon, for instance, when somebody can go into how much money they pay into the retirement fund. I think it increases from 10.2 to 10.7%. And I'd have to double check those numbers, but there is some provisions in the bill. So one, we have a link to the bill online that they can always look, get, find a quick quick way to find it out themselves, and then we can do some more research as well.
One of their concerns is that this was supposed to be grandfathered in for new hires, and now there's talk, like you said, some arcane talk about maybe not grandfathering in and having it kick in immediately and impacting people who may be up for retirement sooner rather than later. So we will continue to look at that. And thanks very much, Jason. I hope you are able to soothe some feathers there, too.